After some influenza cases started to show up in the Douglas County, trends are not heading in the right direction for the nation and Omaha with the pandemic.
Frankly, here within Nebraska and certainly within the Omaha metro area, things are getting very disconcerting and fairly desperate.
Professor of the Department of Internal Medicine and Chief Division of Infectious Disease at UNMC, Dr. Mark Rupp, says that it is time for us to buckle up and be more aware of the degree of danger that the pandemic represents in these days with the Delta variant. Also, he says we must be paying attention to the Omicron variant.
You know, I would say that the trends are of great concern. In South Africa, the Omicron variant has really just taken off and is quickly becoming the dominant variant.
Although the number of people vaccinated against the coronavirus in Africa does not compare with the number of vaccinated people in the US or UK, in the UK, the Omicron variant is rapidly spreading. Delta continues to be the dominant variant, but Omicron is doubling every 2 to 3 days.
It appears that the Omicron variant is substantially more transmissible than even Delta. And so it's looking that Omicron may be 2 to 3 times more transmissible.
The only silver lining to the spreading of the Omicron is that so far it has been reported that it is not as severe as the Delta variant. Most of the cases reported are described as mild to moderate and not putting people into the hospital yet. With the information that has been gathered so far, people fully vaccinated against COVID-19 are still at risk of catching Omicron variant, but still have some degree of protection. In Douglas County, about 60% of the population is vaccinated against COVID-19. But influenza cases are emerging in the community. And Dr. Rupp says that the medical field in Omaha does not need any other type of respiratory epidemic disease to add more stress to the hospitals. There is some data that suggests that people can get infected with COVID and influenza.
You will do worse if you are co-infected with those two pathogens. So it's critically important that folks go and get their vaccine for COVID. If for some reason somebody has decided to not do that yet, there's no better time to change your mind than right now to protect yourself against this Delta surge and also the potential coming of the Omicron variant. And likewise, to go get your vaccine for flu.
With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.